was caked with blood when they brought him in. Armor so heavy I had to have help to remove it to get to his wounds. I had only to care for him until he was well enough to travel on that massive beast that carried him here. I'd never seen such a fine horse. I didn't recognize his signet or the crest on his ring, nor did I care. Finery be damned, he was a mess. So filthy, I couldn't find the wound, so the only option was to wash him. I excused the maidens among us. He was a man, after all, and it wasn't proper for them to view his body. My husband having been dead this year past, it made no matter to me. Men are men. It wouldn't faze me to see his... I began removing his clothes. An arming coat, exhausting to remove from such large, heavy limbs. My hands trembled as I marveled at the size of his hands compared to my own, and briefly wondered what they might be capable of. Cursing my overactive imagination, I continued to his woolen stockings, legs like muscled tree trunks, powerful things to carry such a sizable man. His linen undershirt, which did nothing to hide the broad chest beneath it, there was no choice but to cut it off. I did so in a way as to be able to repair it later for his return home. I stared at his linen pants. Oh, I knew what was to be beneath them and hated my fascination with it. I'd been with my husband twice before he was gone from me. Just two quick experiences with a cock as it lay before me now, ready to be unwrapped. And they were not nearly enough. My hands shook as I reached out for the hem of the leg, just as my fingertips curled around it and ready to pull. A gruff voice spoke.
I don't remember much, but I do remember asking for water. Devil's hell, it had been so long since I quenched my thirst. I had no idea how I came to begin in this small room, nor he was keeping me, but my body felt heavy and asleep, as if bidden she was there, her small, heart-shaped face before my own. That image is burned into my memory. I'd been away for what seemed like ages in the endless battles raging around me, and her large blue eyes took in my face, and when her mouth opened,
I choked over my first words to him. Such a ninny. His eyes were the richest brown I'd ever seen, warm, like tanned leather. They flashed a bit when I offered him some wine. It wasn't much, but I thought it best to give him what he was likely accustomed to drinking. I was barely able to hold his head while he drank, and the effort exhausted him, as he was soon asleep. Ignoring the pants that seemed to plague me, I began to wash his battle-worn body. The blood had stopped from what appeared to be a wound to the head. I washed it carefully, being sure not to wash away the clot. The filth and grime flowed away from his skin with every stroke of my cloth. His face was chiseled, a strong jaw and firm nose, beautiful hair that I was eager to wash despite myself, paying special attention to his neck, the hollow at the base of it, and his broad shoulders. I found myself too warm, noticing every nuance of his body.
She was so gentle, so tender. Like she was worshipping and not just washing me. I didn't want her to stop. My body cried out for her touch, but she was pulling away. I could feel it. When her hand left my body for too long, I managed to utter one word. so tired. I couldn't make my eyes open, but I could feel her gaze fall on me. My fingers curled against the bed I was lying on, only to be picked up in her tiny hands. She began to wash them, softly, one finger at a time, painfully softly. I began to wonder what those fingers might feel like in other places.
His large fingers curled around mine. No one had held my hand in what felt like ages, and it brought a soft smile to my lips as I looked up to his face and saw the same smile mirrored there. The heat, I felt building in my core. It was hard to stuff down, but I was trying, desperately trying. Focusing my attention on cleaning away the blood and dirt helped just a bit to redirect my wayward mind.
Every swipe of the cloth on my body seemed to electrify. How long had it been since I'd felt the touch of a woman? I couldn't remember. Too long. Far too long. If I wasn't so battle-weary, I'd take this woman now. Here, on this table. Damn this weakness. What has happened to me?
His pants would jump with every swipe across his abdomen, and I began to yearn for that piece of him. To make him swell and throb. I looked out the window of my little hut at the darkness that had fallen. No one would be by tonight. Slowly I pulled his linen underclothes off his body and watched as his manhood seemed to swell. Licking my lips without thinking, I finished washing him. I couldn't help spending an excessive amount of time washing his cock and his heavy sack. Feeling it with my fingers made me wonder what it would feel like in my mouth, on my tongue, deep inside me in places no one had been since my husband's passing. The need was getting too difficult to ignore, and the way his rapidly hardening cock was starting to lift wasn't helping. I busied myself washing down his legs and finally his feet while I contemplated my next task.
I was in such a fog. I didn't care that my lust was so obvious. I needed release. I wanted to pin her against a wall and fuck her until there was nothing left. But I knew that that was impossible. Wondering if she even noticed, I opened my mouth to say something to get her attention, but nothing would come out. So tired.
A massage. Yes. Definitely a massage. He's battle-worn and weary, and a massage will help him sleep. I gathered a pitcher of oil from a side table and removed the stalk of lavender that had been steeping in it for days. Looking at him, though, his sheer size dwarfing mine, I felt a little concerned. What if he misunderstood my intentions? What are my intentions? That was the moment I knew. I knew I had to secure him to the table. Smirking a bit to myself, I gathered some ties from under the basket. He may startle a bit, but I don't think he's strong enough to fight me. Tying each limb to the table tightly, but with enough slack that he could move a little. He roused, but didn't object. I'd swear his cock moved a bit. But I was probably seeing things. I had to stop looking at it.
God, she was tying me to the table. What could she have planned? I knew what I wanted her to do, and so did my throbbing cock, but I had this sick feeling that she was thinking of cutting me. I still had no idea what was wrong with me, but maybe I needed blood or something. Fuck. I pulled at my restraints, but I was just too weak. I began to bang the back of my head on the table to get her attention, and I almost knocked myself out. The pain. Mercy.
When he started banging his head on the table, I rushed over and took his face in my hands. He calmed immediately and his eyes opened to me. I'm not going to hurt you. Quite the contrary. Let me take care of you. I have a mind to drain you, but not of your blood, sir. Just relax and let me work on your body. I can relieve you of all your worries in just a few moments, and I think you'll feel much better, love. Much better. His eyes closed, and his body stilled, although the muscles in his face and abdomen seemed kind of tense. When I looked at his sinewy body, his thick cock was laying against his abdomen rock hard. Oh, I wanted to take it into my mouth now and remind him of the joys of a woman's touch, but it wasn't time. I poured the oil into my hands and began to stroke down over his chest and arms, the muscles rippling under my touch, making my body come alive in places I had long forgotten. A familiar heat and wetness was starting between my thighs that I couldn't help but relish. My fingers danced across his abdomen, enjoying every pulse, every throb of his rod, teasing him with proximity, mercilessly.
I couldn't stop my hips from raising slightly, or begging in a way that I've never had to beg before. I'm used to the woman begging me, but not this other way around. Touch it. Touch it, please. Touch it. God, I'm beside myself with need, and this evil woman is making me insane. Soft hands working my hips and my thighs. She knew exactly what she was doing to me. I could feel that smile on her face as those blue eyes just burned into my memory. I'd wanted to kiss her, ravage her, while she hovered over my face, anything, dominate her in ways she just couldn't even imagine. She had no idea the fire that she was playing with. And yes.
My fingers slid up the inside of his thigh until I reached that soft skin behind his balls. Oh, his whole body jerked to attention. I cupped his warm sack with my free hand and lifted them slightly so I could stroke behind them with my thumb. Watching his thighs tremble with need was all the encouragement I needed. He needed release. I had a feeling he wouldn't ask for it, but his body was doing all the asking for him.
When my hips bucked up hard, she gasped loudly and I had to chuckle. She giggled to herself and it was a sweet, sweet sound. Suddenly, I wanted her this way, caring for my body and making me come any way that she wanted. I knew what she was after, and it was just a question of how.
My fingers closed around his shaft to hold him at attention, although he really didn't need it. And soft groans escaped his lips. Dipping my other hand into the pitcher of oil, I began to stroke, slowly, the entire length of his cock, my thumb stroking over the tip periodically to drive him closer to the edge. His body jerked a bit as he pulled against the restraints. I had the definite feeling that he wouldn't normally be so passive. My warm hands twisted back and forth over his cock as they stroked the length, the oil creating a slippery surface with which to work. Pre-cum dripped from his tip. And I couldn't stop myself from letting my tongue drag across it. Tasting him.
The minute her tongue slid across the head of my cock, I was desperate to have her. Desperate to feel her whole mouth consume me. The strength came from God knows where, but I was able to break the tie on my wrist and grab her hair just as the tongue left my cock. The shock on her face was a beautiful thing. Don't stop. For God's sake, don't stop. She licked her lips as she looked at my face and smiled before sliding my length into her mouth. Fuck, she was so hungry. Like she hadn't eaten in years. The way her tongue just stroked the shaft. The wet little noises that she made as the length just stroked in and out. Fuck, I was getting close.
He tugged on my hair to pull me off his cock and onto the table. Oh, I had never been manhandled like this, but I didn't want him to stop. I needed this beast of a man to own me. His knees dropped open wide as he yanked the other tie loose on his wrist. Sitting up, he let loose of my curls and grabbed the bodice of my dress, ripping it open with incredible ease. The growl that left his throat at the sight of my breasts had me heaving with need. I wanted him inside me in the worst way.
Take it off. Take it all off. I intend for you to ride me, and I want to watch your body when you do. I want to touch those creamy breasts, and if you're lucky, I'll taste them too. Has a man ever tasted your breasts, woman? You're in for a treat then. I grabbed her full breast and pulled her down on top of me the minute my tongue caressed that nipple. She was mine.
He was doing things to my body I couldn't even fathom. Oh, I didn't want him to stop. My God. Oh, I wanted that cock inside, filling me up, stretching me the way I knew it would.
Oh. I grabbed her shoulders and shoved her back as my hips lifted to push my throbbing cock into her depths. So tight. Not her first time, but there hadn't been many. Her walls were pulling me with every thrust, forcing me closer and closer to what I so desperately needed.
I couldn't think. My body knew what it wanted and needed. And Tagar, like some kind of possessed animal, I slammed my hips into him over and over again, desperate to feel what other women had told me of, and somehow I knew it was going to happen.
Woman, you've done this to me. You have ignited me, and now you will deal with the flames.
Let me go.
Look at me.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, God.
I may appear weak, but I am anything but. And now you'll feel how strong I can be.
Yes, please. Please.
In the measure of a true man.
Oh, it's been so long.
I cannot and will not hold back for you.
Oh, don't. Don't hold back. Please.
Yes.
Don't hold back. Don't.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you feel a need?
Yes, of course,
you dreamy woman.
Oh, God. Yes, I feel it. Don't stop.
Your hips into me.
Yes, yes, yes.
And give me everything that I need. Or I will take it from you. Yeah, that is it. That's it.
Oh, God.
That's it. Yes. Yes. Yes, woman. Give it to me. Give me everything of you.
Oh, God. Mercy.
It appears that I'm not the only one with the flames inside.
Oh. No, you're not.
You know how to heal a man's wounds. Both inside and out.